and welcome to Wendelicious at Goal. I am your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendelicious. In 2018, I lost 48 and a half pounds and earned lifetime membership using the Weight Watchers program. Each week on this show, I will share my personal successes and struggles and provide support and motivation to others on a weight loss journey, whether or not that journey is with Weight Watchers. The views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers. So let's go. All right, episode 27. Well, where have I been? So took a couple of weeks of a little bit of a hiatus here. So here's what happened. Last Friday morning, we had to put my little dog to sleep, my little Quincy. Quincy was a 17 and a half year old dachshund who I've had since she was a puppy. She was found as a stray when she was about 6 months old, and my ex-husband and I adopted her right from the shelter, fresh off the streets. And she was my baby girl for more than 17 years. Last February, she started having seizures. She had a lot of seizures, and we were really scared back last February 2017, actually. We were scared that we were going to lose her then, and because I'd never experienced it before, and I was really scared. And my vet, who is the most wonderful vet in the universe, Dr. Rachel Lozanoff, Twinsburg Veterinary Hospital, Twinsburg, Ohio. I can't say enough good things about them. Dr. Rachel was of the opinion that Quincy either had epilepsy, which was not likely because she was old, and those symptoms don't usually present in older dogs, usually younger dogs, or the other option was that she had a brain tumor. And of course, determining whether she had a brain tumor or not was going to be an invasive and difficult process anyway, with anesthesia and MRIs and stuff. And what were we going to do if we found out she had a brain tumor? If we paid $5,000 for an MRI and found out she had a brain tumor, what were we going to do? We couldn't, you know, she couldn't undergo surgery. She was just too old for anesthesia, because that, you know, just wasn't an option. So we just opted to see if we could control the seizures for as long as we could and enjoy every minute that we had with her. So we did manage to get seizures more or less under control for about a year and a half. It was kind of up and down with the meds. And but then over the last couple of months, now back in present time, over the last couple of months, she was starting to fail a little bit more. Her back legs stopped working so well, and she was having more and more struggles getting around. She kind of would not understand where she was, and she was getting stuck in corners, and she was really anxious and pacing, and she was just having a real hard time. So Bob and I knew that her time with us was going to be short. So we kind of tried to prepare ourselves as best we could. So, but we did, I wasn't quite as ready as, I just wasn't ready. You're never ready, I guess, but I just really wasn't ready. I mean, this dog had been my best friend for 17 years. She'd been with me by my side through everything, the best times and the worst times of my life. She moved from house to apartment, to another apartment, to a new home with a cat, and to another dog, and we moved states, and she's traveled with me, and she's just been my best friend for 17 years, so I just really wasn't ready. And I had always, Quincy and I kind of had a deal. I said, Quince, you got to tell mommy when you're ready to go, because mommy's not going to be able to make that decision. So that was the deal we had. So anyway, a couple weeks ago, Bob and I kind of realized that, you know, we were going to probably have to make that decision soon. But, okay, flashback to, let's see, where are we at? Last Thursday night, she was having some struggles, and it was kind of a really bad night for her. She was kind of up and down. And anyway, Friday morning at about 5 o'clock, I woke up and I said, I have to go downstairs. She was sleeping downstairs. I'm like, I have to go downstairs. I went downstairs and she was walking around. So I picked her up. And as soon as I picked her up, she had a seizure. And then she came out of it. And then she had another one. And then she had another one. And then she had another one. And she never came out of it. So Bob and I wanted to wait until our vet's office was open that morning. But it was, vet's office wasn't open until 7:30, and it was about 5:30 at this time. So we said we have to take her to the emergency vet. So we rushed her up to the emergency vet, and they stabilized her. And then we had to say goodbye. So it was very peaceful. It was everything that people tell you. It wasn't, she didn't suffer. She didn't struggle. She just went very peacefully. So that's the story. And that's why I haven't really been able to be here with the show. But here I am today. I'm feeling a little bit better. Every day is a little bit better. It's not easy. You know, sometimes in the mornings when I feed my other dog, Bella, I still look for Quincy to come around the corner. And I don't have my little best friend to sleep in the bed next to me anymore. But it does, it's getting a... I mean, it's only been 6 days. I mean, so it's getting a little bit easier, but it's still not easy. I miss my girl, but she'll be back home with me soon. We did have her cremated, and I expect her ashes to come back with us very, very soon. So she'll be back home with me forever pretty soon. So that's the story of my little Quincy and my little girl. And I'm going to put a picture of Quincy up as the show picture this week so you can see what a beautiful girl she was and why she was so special. Okay, so I knew that was going to be hard, but I felt like I needed to tell you all what was going on and just let you know. So thank you, Victoria. You joined. Thank you for your condolences. Thank you, Colleen. Thank you, Jenny. Jenny says she lost her Pete after 18 years and cried almost every day. Yeah, yep. I know I'm not out of the woods yet, but I know my little girl's not suffering anymore, so there we are. Well, thank you all so much for understanding and kind of indulging me as I tell my little story about my doggie. I really do appreciate it. Yeah, Jenny, I know you lost your doggie recently, another doggie recently too. So, my condolences to you. And it's not easy. Oh, my sister Kristen is here joining us too on the live feed. She said, I hate seeing my sister cry. Well, get used to it because you're going to probably see me next weekend. I don't know. I'll see you soon. I'll cry for you again. Oh, and I'm the best dog mommy. Oh, thank you. I like to think I am. Well, oh, all right. So I'm gonna kind of move on here and kind of let you know what else has been going on in my life because some other things actually have been going on. So I'm actually moving offices, too. This has been another stressful situation. My offices are moving to a different city. So I have to pack everything up, like an office that I've been in for, 4.5 years. I've been in this office, and we're packing literally everything up and moving to an entirely different city. So that's kind of crazy. And the actual moving happened today, Wednesday. So I worked from home today, and I celebrated my work from home day by doing what every woman dreams of doing on her day off, is going to the gynecologist. So I know you're very jealous, but hey, listen. Go see your own gynecologist. You can have a good time too, like I did. Well, how have I been? Other than the grieving process, which has been really difficult. Another thing that's been kind of cropping up for me is, as you could imagine, some emotional eating. Ooh, hang on a second. Yes, I'm blowing my nose on a live video. I hope y'all don't mind. All right. I know you love me. You'll get over it. All right, so yeah, I've been emotionally eating, which kind of happens in these kind of situations. Just that the feeling of grief can really just be overwhelming, and you feel like you just want to you just want to eat everything in sight, and hopefully it'll just make you feel better, even for just a few minutes. I have been so sad. Food has just been becoming solace, but really it just makes me feel better temporarily, and then I feel bad about it afterwards. And so it's kind of a vicious cycle, you know. One thing that has been a little bit different is, well, the last year or so when Quincy had been sick, one of the symptoms of hers was that she didn't sleep very well at night. She woke up many, many times during the night, whether she had to go potty or just from anxiety or whatever was going on in her brain. So she was up quite a lot. And I, being frantic like I am, I was up with her. So and while I was up, because it was a kind of a stressful situation, I'd eat. I would just open that pantry door and I'd eat smoked almonds. I'd go in the fridge and I'd get some string cheese, or I'd get some crackers, or I'd get some cookies, or just even just pieces of bread. And I would just eat in the middle of the night. And that was kind of how I would deal with being awake, being stressed, and dealing with a sick dog. I would just eat in the middle of the night. So one, I don't want to say this is a good thing, but it's definitely a different thing. Without having Quincy here, I don't get up in the middle of the night. I do sleep through the night now. So two things that are different is that I'm actually getting enough sleep, which is different. I think I've been chronically sleep deprived for a very long time. And the other thing is I'm just not eating that food anymore because I'm not awake. So I'm certainly decreasing my caloric intake in that way. So like I said, I don't want to say that's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing for my body. It's just really different. And Victoria just made a comment. This is pretty good. I stub my toe and eat a sleeve of Oreos. When it's true grief, it is so hard to control it. That is the truth. When you stub your toe, I can identify with that. I mean, emotional eating, it doesn't have to be true grief at all. It can just be like, I don't feel good. You know, my back is sore. I'm going to eat a loaf of bread. I know that feeling well. But, you know, the emotional eating, it really just, it makes you feel better temporarily, but then you feel worse afterwards. So, I'm just going to pull out some stuff. I did an episode about emotional eating. I think it was episode 16. Talking about emotional eating. So emotional eating tends to be automatic and virtually mindless. It's like an out-of-body experience. Sometimes, like when I would find myself in the pantry just kind of rooting around for something, it was like I was having an out-of-body experience. It was like I was not in control of my mind, my hands, my mouth. I wasn't in control of anything. And I could tell myself, Wendy, don't eat that. But yet I was watching myself reach for it and grab it and eat it. Like I was watching a movie. Like it wasn't really happening to me. So it was just a really weird thing. So it like the out-of-body experience. And before you even realize what you're doing, you've reached for that tub of ice cream and you've polished off half of it, or half a loaf of bread. I keep going back to that loaf of bread thing, but that seriously, carbs are what it does to me. Or a sleeve of Girl Scout Thin Mints, or Victoria, a sleeve of Oreos. And then after you've downed 2 days worth of Weight Watcher Smart Points in one sitting, you're filled with shame and embarrassment, asking yourself, why did I just do that? And then like I would wake up in the morning after I'd gotten a few hours of sleep, and I'd be awake in the morning getting ready for work, and then I would just, that feeling of shame would just punch me in the stomach. And it was like, why did you eat all that last night? What is the matter? And then, you know, maybe you'll just eat more to make yourself feel better about feeling bad about eating. And it's just this stupid, vicious cycle. So emotional eating is just such a stupid, hard thing. I guess what the experts say is to stop yourself before you even get in that situation where you're stuffing that food in your mouth. So I guess if you can, you know, get a little bit of control of yourself and take a moment and pause and reflect when you're facing that seemingly unstoppable craving, give yourself an opportunity to maybe make a different decision. And there's always a different decision. One of my Weight Watchers leaders in the past, she always said, there is always another choice, always another choice. Those Oreos or those Thin Mints or that loaf of bread, that is not the only choice. The other choice is maybe having a glass of water. The other choice is maybe going back to bed. But there's always another choice. And then experts also kind of make a couple of suggestions. Can you put off eating for 5 minutes? Or just start with 1 minute. Set a timer maybe. Just stop. Just stop. Step back. Give yourself 5 minutes. Give yourself 1 minute. And just tell yourself to wait. And while you're waiting, check in with yourself. How are you feeling? What's going on? Why are you feeling this way? What's causing you to feel this craving? And even if you do end up eating something, maybe you'll at least have a better understanding of why. So maybe that can help you set yourself up for a different response next time. And if you decide that, okay, maybe I just don't want to eat that after all, if it really was a bad feeling that you were dealing with, if you're just trying to shut down a feeling or just smother it with food, then you probably should try to figure out exactly what you are feeling and try to find a way to deal with that instead. Maybe there are some alternatives to that emotional eating. It's hard to stop emotionally eating like in the middle of the night. It's hard to find that that trick, but there are definitely alternatives. Let's see, what did Kristen say? Doing math for school lately has made me eat Blue Bunny vanilla crunchy cones, and then I hate myself for doing it. Those sound delicious. Blue Bunny vanilla crunchy cones. They also sound like they have a lot of calories. I don't think I would actually even buy those because I would stop myself in the store from buying those. So, but on the other hand, I do keep those kind of things in the house for my husband because he does eat those. Well, that's good. She says, I usually try to drink water slowly to stop myself. Works most times. Well, good for you. That's really good. Yeah, drinking the water can help. So, all right, some alternatives to emotional eating. If you're depressed or you're lonely, call a friend, take your dog for a walk, take a look at a favorite photo album, maybe get on Instagram and look at other people's pictures. I reach out to my girlfriends on WhatsApp. We all communicate pretty much every day and on the WhatsApp. And my friends always do a really good job of giving me some straight talk and cheering me up and telling me to snap out of it. They're usually pretty frank, pretty upfront, basically stop effing eating is what they will tell me, or, you know, get a grip on yourself, woman. And if you do those kind of things, if you find an alternative, if you're lonely, find somebody to talk to or find something to do that'll cheer you up. That should really help you snap out of it. Oh, Tasasha just made a thing. She said, I love your medals on the wall. Oh, yeah, my medals, my race medals. I'll dig them out in a second. I'll show you all those medals. Yeah, because I had a picture of them, but I haven't actually shown the medals from the races that I've run. So I'll show them to you. I have some props later, so I'll dig those out when I do my prop moment. Okay, back to alternatives to emotional eating. If you're exhausted, which I really have been for a very long time, treat yourself to some hot tea, take a bath, light some scented candles, wrap yourself in a warm blanket, just be kind to yourself, be nice to yourself, pamper yourself. I found this really nice tea. It's chai tea, which is delicious. And I should have brought that upstairs too to show you this, my tea. But it's this, it's like chai, four different flavors of chai tea in this one tin. And there's like coconut chai and some rooibos chai. It's so delicious. It's like a dessert in a teacup. So that's always very comforting and soothing to me. And here's another thing you can do is just go to bed early. It is allowed. You are a grown-ass adult, and you are allowed to go to bed at 7 o'clock if you want to. I hereby give you permission to do that. Tasasha says, I love blueberry tea by Yogi. Oh my gosh, blueberry tea, that sounds delicious. Do you put any sweetener in it? I might put a little bit of soy creamer, which is slightly sweet. That would be really good. But yeah, the tea is a really nice thing. It calms you down. The warmth really is soothing and comforting. So that's something to do for yourself if you find yourself in that emotional eating spiral. If you're eating because you're bored, here's what you can do. You can read a good book, watch a comedy on Netflix. Old episodes of The Office are great. for just distracting yourself and, you know, it just kind of as like audio spackle in the background, just kind of something to, you don't have to focus on it. You don't have to think too hard if you have just like a silly comedy going in the background. Maybe go take a hike in the park. I'm very lucky. I live right next to one of the parks in the Cleveland Metro Park system. There's a nature center and there's trails and it's just beautiful. And so I take Bella for a walk in there. She loves it. I love it. It's just gorgeous. I run up there too. And it's just really nice and peaceful. So that's something you could do. I got to start taking my own advice. I really do dispense some good advice on this show. If only I would take it. Physician, heal thyself. I got to learn that. Or, you know, there's always some weird, stupid stuff on YouTube. Check that out. There's always some dumb video or some dumb meme happening. So check that out. Just amuse yourself for a few minutes. I also have to stop amusing myself on Twitter because, man, that's just making me angry lately. So, but that's, you know, distract yourself if you're bored. Here's something you can do. And I really do like this idea. I still haven't done it yet. But post on your refrigerator a list of 10 non-food stress relievers, like reading a magazine, taking a hot bath, doing some yoga, straightening up your desk. So before you give in to those urges, check the list and just pick one to do. Or maybe put something in like a fishbowl or something. Make a little, my parents used to have my mom used to have a job jar. And you know, if it was chore time, you had to pick out, you know, she had these little folded pieces of paper with the different chores that had to be done, you know, and we'd have to pick one out and that's what we'd have to do. So maybe you can put these little distractions in the, in a fishbowl, pick them out and pick one to do. It could be fun. And you know, also with emotional eating, it's not just eating when you're feeling sad. Emotional eating is when you're feeling happy and you eat to celebrate. That's a hard situation too, but I'm a firm believer in not rewarding yourself with food. In my experience, it never ends well. Telling yourself it's okay to celebrate tonight often means that the celebration will extend into tomorrow, and then the weekend, then the whole week, and before you know it, you've decided to just forget the whole thing. If you're celebrating something, try to find a reward for yourself that does not involve food, but it's meaningful to you. Maybe do that list thing again. Make a list of 10 rewards for reaching various goals along the way. For example, I told myself when I lost 25 pounds, I would reward myself with wireless earbuds. They were the perfect thing because I needed them for running. And it worked out great. And it was a really a motivation because those things aren't cheap. So it was something I really had to work for. And seriously, going out to eat to celebrate a weight loss, it doesn't make any sense at all, right? Okay, so that's emotional eating. And it is a slippery slope, Victoria. So, you know, get out of it. Don't celebrate with food. So, truth, it's truth time. Truth time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm burned out. I'm exhausted. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with myself. I'm frustrated with the program, sorta. The program does work if you work it. I'm just frustrated. I really just need to give myself a break. I don't want to give myself a break from healthy living because that would be dumb. But I want to give myself a break from the rigid rules of being on Weight Watchers program. I want to give myself that break. I don't really think I should give myself that break. I'm not sure what to do, but like I said, I'm burned out. I'm exhausted. I'm frustrated. Something's got to give. I think I just need to give myself a little bit more time and get myself restored, get my sanity restored, get myself back in order here. So I'm going to give myself a little bit of a break. I'm going to be kind to myself. I'm going to be nice to myself. Everything I've been saying over the last 26 episodes about being kind to yourself, being nice, being forgiving, being generous with yourself, and just basically giving yourself a break. I'm really going to try to do that for myself while still being mindful of all that I've achieved and all the goals that I've reached. Still going to keep those in mind because those are very important. You don't want to forget those things. So I'm going to try to keep those things in mind, but I'm also going to try to be kinder to myself and give myself time to grieve, give myself time to recoup, give myself the space that I need to really just try to get my life back on track, because it's been off track for a bit. So at least several months now it's been off track. So I really do want to get back there, but I need to give myself a temporary break. So that's where I'm at. I hope you are all in a good place too. And if you're not in a good place, give yourself time to think about it too, and think about what's important to you. Prioritize your health, prioritize your sanity, your mental health, and give yourself a break and be nice to yourself and only say good things to yourself and celebrate your achievements and celebrate all the good things that you have achieved, and also keep in mind why you are on this weight loss journey, because that is super important. Just remember why you started this whole journey in the first place. Well, thank you, Jen. I don't know if I should call you Jennifer or should I call you Jenny. I'm going to call you Jenny because I've always known you as Jenny. I don't care if you say your name is Jennifer on Facebook. She says, take a break for a day. Refocus. You can do this. You are strong. We have faith. Well, thank you. And I'm going to turn this right back to all of you. You can do this too. You are strong. Keep the faith. We are all in this together and we can do this. So I did want to take a couple minutes and I just wanted to just do something kind of fun. My topic that I was going to do a couple weeks ago was true confessions. So a couple things I wanted to talk to you about, secret shame foods and guilty pleasures. So I just kind of thought you might find this funny. My secret shame food is Miracle Whip. Yes, Miracle Whip. Why do I like Miracle Whip? Well, I like it because it reminds me of my grandfather. My grandparents always had a jar of Miracle Whip in their house. And when we would go to visit them, my grandpa would always have a ham sandwich, half a ham sandwich every night after dinner before bed. And he would have it on. My grandparents always had really good bread too. I think it was Roman meal bread that they had in the house and some ham from the deli. And he'd have sometimes Swiss cheese, but he always put Miracle Whip on it. My grandparents never had mayonnaise. They only had Miracle Whip. So I grew up loving Miracle Whip because it just reminded me of my grandpa. And I still love it and it still reminds me of my grandpa. So that's my secret shame food that's really not a secret anymore, is I love Miracle Whip. And I actually have some Miracle Whip in the refrigerator right now. It's light Miracle Whip. One tablespoon is 1 point. And really, a tablespoon of Miracle Whip is a lot. So I've been enjoying some vegan ham sandwiches lately. I'm sorry, vegetarian ham sandwiches. I bought some vegan ham and I have some Swiss cheese on wheat bread with my Miracle Whip. That's my grandpa sandwich. So that is my secret shame food. I'd love to know what all your secret shame foods are. And also, it's not really a shame food, but I'm kind of a sneaky eater. If no one sees me eat it, it has no calories or points. Right? I mean, right? And here's another stupid thing that I did, sneaky eating. Recently, when I went grocery shopping, I bought a bag of Nutter Butter Minis. Why did I buy them? Because they were at the register. They were $1.98, and they're minis. Minis don't have any calories. So I bought the Nutter Butter Minis, and I ate them in my car. It wasn't a single serving size. It was a bag. Ate them in my car. I didn't eat the whole bag, a lot of it. But I threw the bag away before I got home. So nobody would know but me. Now you all know. Don't tell my husband. He probably knows. So that's my secret shame. And then I wanted to share my guilty pleasures. What is a guilty pleasure? Things you enjoy that others may not think that cool, that others may judge you about. Here are my guilty pleasures. I like watching The Big Bang Theory. I love that show. I love the science. I love it because I know the science is real. It's very nerdy humor. I love I love nerdy stuff. Always have. Always will. Love the Big Bang Theory. It's really corny fun. Like I was saying before about The Office, when you watch The Office, it's just silly. It's nothing cerebral. It's nothing you got to think too much about. That's why I like it. It's just funny. I also like flavored coffee. I know people like, oh my gosh, you like flavored coffee? How dare you, you cretin? I love flavored coffee. Hazelnut coffee, I love. I just recently bought some cinnamon vanilla nut Keurig K-Cups. Delicious. I like flavored coffee. Deal with it. I like 80s and 90s music exclusively. My musical taste stopped evolving in 1994. So that's my guilty pleasure. Let's see what Kristen says. Her shame food is sour candy or Kit Kats. Get me every time. And as you say, I usually secretly eat them for no reason. Right. So I remember Kristen is my sister. She sour candy. It does not surprise me because my little sister used to eat lemons when she was a kid. It was like her thing. She would eat a lemon wedge and she would love it. And I always thought she was the weirdest kid in the world. And I kind of still do. Love you. okay, so Jenny loves Big Bang Theory too because she is a scientist like me. I'm a recovering scientist. Yes, it's very enjoyable. I also love Diet Pepsi. Sorry, haters. I love me some Diet Pepsi. I love it with a wedge of lime in it. It's just delicious. I don't drink it all the time, but I love Diet Pepsi. I also love Cool Whip. If you don't like it, you can lump it. I love Cool Whip. I don't eat a lot of it, but it's delicious, and I don't care that it's made from 100% artificial ingredients. I love Cool Whip. And I also love cheap wine from Aldi. That's right, cheap wine from Aldi, $3.99 a bottle. Their Winking Owl Pinot Grigio is delicious. You snobs can kiss my butt because I think it's great. And as far as wine goes, if you like it, it's good. That's my attitude. If you like it, it's good. I'm not going to get in your business about what you're drinking. If you like it, it's good. Drink what you want. I got my little card here. Cheap wine from Aldi with a smiley face because it's delicious. All right. Right before we wrap up, I want to share with you my find of the week. Oh, yes. Cool Whip. Yes. Cool Whip. What? Whip. 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 Yes, I do watch Family Guy. Trader Joe's, Two-Buck Chuck. Trader Joe's Two-Buck Chuck. The Charles Shaw wine. Yes, Victoria, I do enjoy me some Two-Buck Chuck as well, although that's kind of more like Four-Buck Chuck these days. And speaking of Trader Joe's, here is my find of the week. I brought it with me. Here it is. It is Cruciferous Crunch Collection. Kale, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, green cabbage, and red cabbage mix. It's awesome. It's really good as a raw salad, but what I do is I heat up some salad dressing and heat up the salad dressing and pour it over and let the kale wilt a little bit. And it's amazing. It's then you let it cool. And it just softens the kale enough that you can actually enjoy it as a really nice salad. And it's really good. So get yourself some Trader Joe's Cruciferous Crunch Collection. You will be happy that you did. Okay, so, Ellen, let me quick show you. I'm going to step up for a second. Tasasha wanted to see my medals, and I'm going to show them. Okay. So I apologize to my podcast listeners who are audio only. You'll just have to come check me out on the video next time. Okay, so here are my medals from the 2018 Cleveland Marathon. So here we go. This was for the 5K. I ran the 5K on Saturday. Then I ran the 10K on Sunday. And having run both of those, I completed the challenge series. So I got three medals. Three medals at the Cleveland Marathon this year. Super proud of myself. And I don't know if I told you, maybe I did. I actually signed up to run the half marathon next May. Half marathon. I'm crazy. I know it. But totally going to do it. I'm excited. I'm going to have to start training now. And this was from last year. This was, I ran the 8K in Cleveland Marathon. So I'm getting better every year, challenging myself a little more. And then this little one is from the Cleveland Metro Parks. Every year they have a running spree where you complete, I think it was six different running trails in six different parks. And you get this little medal, which I think is pretty cool. So I love medals. That's what keeps me going. So, okay, and that's kind of it. Thank you all for joining. So it was really good to have all you here. So this is I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you all, whoever joined me on the live feed tonight. Thank you, Jennifer, to Sasha. Who else was in there? Jamie, I saw. Victoria, Kristen. Who else did we get in there? Whoever joined me, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And that's it. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a rating and a review over on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews will help more people find me. Thank you. And you can also find my show on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and anywhere you find your podcasts. Subscribe and please share the show with your friends. Get on over to the When Delicious at Goal Facebook page and then find the When Delicious at Goal Facebook group. Lots of great conversations happening over there. Come join us. I will post all of my social media links in the show notes. And don't forget to drop me a line and tell me how you're doing. WendeliciousRadio@gmail.com. WendeliciousRadio@gmail.com. I really do want to hear from you. Have a great week and meet me back here next week. Don't forget, if you're not going to go all the way, why go at all? QFA, everyone, and let's do this. Thank you.